Okay, Me'inyan L'inyan. We go from Tzitzis to Shatnis to Giluach to Nazir. Today we talk about Nazirus. The Gemara is busy figuring out Seder Chalais Haseh. And the Gemara here at this point learned Me'idach Roshai from the other Me'roshai D'Hachtana. Roshai D'Hachtana was talking about a Giluach of a Metzayer of a Nazir. So the Gemara has a pircha. Ikal mifrach mal nozi mitzarish ken yeshnei b'sha'ayla. And the Gemara shlugs it off because the Gemara says you can be shayel on being a kai on nazir. Lachayr, that makes a lot of sense that a person could go and say to a chacham, I have charata, I made myself a nazir, she ken yeshnei b'sha'ayla. The Gemara is good. When you look up the Rambam brings a different reason. For it doesn't say Yeshnei B'Shaila. The Rambam appears to hold these Lekha B'Shaila. And the Avnei Meluim is Matmiya on why he nemzon that it's not B'Shaila. Okay, I don't know if we're going to get back to it, but that you have to know that the Rambam, for some reason, ignores this Gemara. Every time you have a Rambam that's a steer to a Gemara, you assume there are sugyas that argue. And for now, we'll leave it at that. Our tumbling today has to do with Rashi. Rashi, the first wide line of Rashi, Talmud Loi Meroshei, Rashi makes a statement, Alma say the Osiya Sev Dachilai, so say, Afa Gavdid Lav She'in Eshava Bakalim. Our discussion today revolves around the statement by Rashi, which is difficult to understand, that Nazirus is a lav that's not Shava Bakalim. That not every person has an issa nazirus, and therefore we can learn how to say dechalaisa say from something that's in a shava bakoil, as the Gemara said earlier. So the Marsha and the Marshal and the Maram are all matmi on Rashi. What do you mean nazir is in a shava bakoil? Nazir applies to men and to women. And to Kainim, Levim, Yisraelim. And as a matter of fact, it even applies to Ketanim. The Mishnah says, Av Madir Es Benoi B'Naziris. So, if anything, it's more Shava Bakoil than, it's certainly as Shava Bakoil as any mitzvah in the Torah. So, what does Rashi mean that it's Eina Shava Bakoil? Furthermore, they bring a Gemara elsewhere, and I think Mesechtas Nazir, that says, the Feirish, that Malon Nazir, that it is Shava Bakoil. So this is a problem with Rashi, at Kedekach, that the Maram writes that Eze Talmud Torah Kosvai, that this is a mistake in Rashi, and Talmud Torah wrote this, it doesn't belong. We prefer not to assume that a Talmud Torah Kosvai, we can figure out a way to figure out the Rashi, we would like to figure it out, so we have the Yisayid of the Avnei Meluim, which we're going to discuss, and we understand the Yisayid, we'll come back to explain the Rashi. Now, so let's step out of Rashi and step into Masechtas Nazir and talk about a Nazir. What's a Nazir? So you all know a Nazir is somebody who is mekabel on himself Nazirus, he has three Isurim. Masechtas Nazir discusses what we could call Shloisha Minim, three types of Isser. A Nazir is prohibited from having wine or anything that comes from grapes. He's prohibited from taking a haircut, cutting the hair of his head. Not just cutting it down to the skin, but any amount of cutting. And he's prohibited from becoming Tameh. Those are the Shloisha Isurim that every Nazir has. Isser yayin, it's lav dafka yayin, grapes also. He's not allowed to eat any mechatan vatzog, anything that comes from the grapevine. He's not allowed to, as I said, cut his hair, the hair of his head. I think I mentioned to you that the hair of his face is not included in the isser. And tova. So those are the three things, three isurim that apply to someone who makes himself a nazir. The Avnei Meluim, both in Tshuva Chavbeis, And earlier in Tshuva Tezvav, Chav Beis, he talks about Yavam Mustafa. He already talks about it back in Tshuva Tezvav. Discusses the nature of the Isser of Nazirus. Hard to me to explain before we start what do you mean discussing the nature of the Isser, but where would you put Mishnayis Nazir? If you had Shisha Sidre Mishnah, where would you stick it? Where does Nazir belong? It's not Mayid, it's not Zeraim, it's not Nashim, and even though it's in Nashim, but not Be'etzim, doesn't belong in Nashim. Doesn't belong in the Zikin, belongs in Kachin or in Taharis. So we're going to see the Rishonim actually talk about where it belongs, and you'll see in a minute that the Avnei Meluim's tshuva is a yesod in understanding the entire Mesechtas Nazir, what a Nazir is. Now I have to tell you, this Avnei Meluim is really a tshuva's merit, and he quotes it as a tshuva's merit, but he explains how are we going to learn the Issa Nazir? We could clear if it's an Issa Chefza or an Issa Gavra. Now let me explain what is Chefza and what is Gavra. The difference in a Neder and a Shvua, the Gemara beginning in the Dharm, says what's the difference between a Neder and a Shvua? So the Gemara says a Neder is an Issa Chefza, a Shvua is an Issa Gavra. What does that mean? It means there are two ways that I can say I'm not going to eat whatever I choose not to eat. I want to promise never to eat ice cream. So a person could say it two ways. He could say all ice cream should be asar on me. That's called the Issa Chefza. He's saying the ice cream should be asar on me. You're asaring the Chefza on yourself. That expression creates an Issa Chefza. Or a person could say that he promises never to eat ice cream. He's doing the same thing, but he's saying it as an Issa on the Gavra, as an Issa on the person. Saying, I will never eat ice cream. He's saying that he as a person will not do this Maisa of eating ice cream. The result is exactly the same in the Etzem, what he says. In halacha, there are differences, which we'll talk a little about. But in Issa Chefza means you make the chefetz aser. In Issa Gavra means that you aser the person to do it. Let me give you an example of a nafkamina just to illustrate. Let's say a person swears, I'm never going to sit in a sukkah. So it's not chal. Shvua, I will never sit in the sukkah, is not chal. Because the Torah said, you have to sit in the sukkah. Kvar mushba, vay midrash sinai. You mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. A person can't say on himself, I will never sit in the sukkah. Can't make a shvua on something that is mushba, vay midrash sinai. There's already a shvua from Sinai. You have to sit in the sukkah. But let's say a person says, all the sukkahs should be asar on me. Every sukkah in town, every sukkah in the country, every sukkah in the world should be asar on me. He asks the chefza of the sukkah. That's chal. A person could asar an object on himself. He's not mushbav o'imid to have enough of these sukkahs. He has to create a sukkah for himself. Even though lemaisa, he's not going to be able to sit in the sukkah because all the sukkahs are asar on him and it's too late to build a new one. But what he said is not a contradiction to the Shvua at Harsinai. Harsinai is mushba to go into a sukkah. And now he's saying, I asked the chefetz of all sukkahs on myself. The Torah didn't say you have to have anah from the chefetz, or you have to go into this chefetz. So I mean, this is an example of the difference, even though, what's the difference? I say, I'm not eating ice cream. Or I say, ice cream should be also on me. What's the difference? Same thing. You're right, it's the same thing. But what result happens is a big difference. It's the second difference. It says in the Gemara. between a neder and a shavua. There's something called matfis binidarin. Matfis, loshen tfisa, grabbing. Matfis binidarin. Din of matfis binidarin is, let's say I take an animal, and I say, this animal should be like that animal. The other animal is a chatas. Say, zoo kazoo. It's chal. If I'm matfis in a neder, I say, this object should be like that object. Atfasa is chal. Zoo kazoo. It's chal. The same thing, if I say, all ice cream in the world should be asr on me, I asa the chayfits of the ice cream. And now I go and I take, what else? And I take bananas and I say, the bananas, zoo, kizoo, bananas are like the ice cream. It's how. You could be matfis by a neder. Why? A neder is an isser on a thing, on an object. If I say this object should be like that object, that's called hatfasa binadarim. And hatfasa is chal. Just like that object was asa to me, this object will be a chetza disur. In other words, a neda creates an isser. It creates an object of isser. So I could be matvis. I could say this object is like that object, and hatfasa is chal. By a shvua. Shvua is not an isser chetza. Shvua is an issa gavra. Issa gavra means it's an issa on the maisa that the person's going to do. If I say, I'm not going to eat any ice cream, and then I say the banana should be like the ice cream, then nothing happens. Because nothing, the ice cream didn't change. It's me, I said, I'm not going to eat ice cream. I'm not going to eat ice cream, but the ice cream is still regular ice cream. So the banana is like the ice cream, yashkayach, doesn't do anything. It's nothing changes. Hatfasa only works on a chayfetz. Say, this chayfetz should be like that chayfetz. So just like that chayfetz is a chetzad isura, the new chayfetz is a chetzad isura. Masha'en kein, in this agavra, if I say I'm not going to do something, this is not on the thing, this is on me. So if I say zu kazu, nothing happens. Am I being clear? The difference between this chetzad and this agavra.
Carbon,
right, if you say Harry Olai carbon, it's not chal on any animal. Right? Zoo
even
is not alive.
Animal dies,
not
to bring another animal.
Right. Because then the obligation is on the person. If someone says Harry Olai Oila, there's no object that's a chetzad isur. Say Harry Zoo Oila, then the object becomes a chetzad isur.
And
after replace. Yeah. One is an obligation on the person, one is an obligation on the chayfis. Taka, what's called a neder, what's called a dog. But at any rate, the point I'm making before we start with Nazir is that we could clear what happens by a Nazir. Again, cheftza and gavra, cheftza means it's an object that's aser. Gavra really means it's an action that's aser. You follow the difference? Before I go any weiter, you follow what I'm saying? It's a gavra that I'm not doing action. Right? If I asar a person on me, that could be a neder. The person could be a chefza, right? You know what I'm talking about? If I say that this person should be asar on me for hanah, that's a neder. He becomes a chefza di surah to me. I take an animal, I say this animal should be asar to me by hanah. That animal is a chefza. Chefza means that it's on the object. Gavra means it's a maisa. There are late achrayim who argue as to whether nazirus is an issa chefza or an issa gavra. The Avnimluim brings from the Mari ben Lev, known as the Mari Baal. The Mari Baal says that it's an issa nazirus is an issa chefza. Meaning that when a person makes himself a nazir, he's asering wine on himself. Wine is asar on him. Now, it's a little tricky. Haircuts are asar on him. Now, haircuts are not a chefza. No chefitz, a haircut. No object called a haircut. It's a little hard to understand. What does he mean in this Nisachavtza? But it sounds like the concept of haircuts, the concepts of tumah, these are things that are becoming usur on the nazir. So the explanation is a problem, and Avni Malum is going to help us with it later. So it's not a it's okay that it's a problem, because Avni Malum is going to make it better. But the Mari ben Leiv says there's such a lashon. He says it must be that Naziris is the Issa Chefza. Why? Because the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you could be matfis in a nazir. A person could be matfis in a nazir. He sees a nazir walking in front of him, says, Ani kamayhu, I'm like him, it's chal. If he says a clear lashon that I'm going to be like him, then it's chal. Or somebody says, Hareini nazir is v'ani, or v'ani kamayhu, then it's chal. If he says a clear lashon of hatfasa, it's chal. Must be, it's an Isser Cheftza. That's the Marie Baal's Raya. And that Raya seems to be a good Raya. What? Well, aha, it depends. It's a yad for a Lashon that's good. But the Lashon that's good in the first place is because Hatfasa works by Naziris. The yad is a short version of Eyakamayu, or whatever. So the Mari Baal says this. Now there's a Mari Basan, quoted very often, Sharmela quotes him a lot. He holds that it's an Issa Gavra, probably because he holds it doesn't make sense. What kind of Issa Cheftza? On wine, you could call it Issa Cheftza, yes, on wine. But you also on haircuts. What cheftza is haircuts? Haircuts is a maisa. The problem is, each shita has a problem. Say it's an iser cheftza, the problem is, how do you explain haircuts and tumah? If you say the iser is an iser on the gavra, now is this a maisa? When a person says, I'm a nazir, he's saying, my body's not going to do the maisa of eating grapes, becoming tameh, taking haircuts. Then the problem is hatfasa works. So that we have something of a difficulty going with either of the choices, the traditional choices of cheftza and gavra. People think that the Briskerov or Chaim made up cheftza and gavra. Cheftza and gavra is a gemara. Gemara says, wasn't it in a neder and a shvua? It says, one's this a cheftza, one's this a gavra. It's a gemara. It does work. That sounds like it's a cheftza. On the other hand, how do you explain it? How do you explain this Sechefza by a Nazir? So Avdei Meluim brings the Maharit. The Maharit offers a third choice in understanding Nazir. And after the Maharit, come on, everybody who comes after him that saw the Maharit likes the Mahalach and says, oh, it answers this, it answers that, it answers things all over the place. The Maharit has a new Hezber in the Isser of Nazir. Something in between the other shitas. Now, to explain this, I want to try to use a mashal. I hope the mashal makes it more clear. I hope it does. We'll see. Let's say, and I mean this is a mashal, we'll get back to Nazir in a second. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, which it is. It's Rosh Chodesh. Bez Din sits, the Mekabel Eidim, who saw the new moon, they say Mekodesh, Mekodesh. Okay, now it's Rosh Chodesh. Now, just for argument's sake, let's pretend it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Okay, no one knows that it's Rosh Hashanah, they're waiting for Bez Din. Bez Din listens to Eidim, they say they're Mekabel their Eidim, they say Mekodesh, Mekodesh. Now, it's Rosh Hashanah. Now you're not allowed to do malacha. That's not Echel Nefesh. Okay? Let's say I would ask you, why aren't you allowed to do malacha today? Bez Din made the Isser? Did Bez Din make it Osir? Is this Isser an Isser that Bez Din created that you're not allowed to do malacha today? Well, I guess they did. They said Mekudesh became Osir. That's not Bez Din that made it Osir. Beis Din gave the day the Toihar, the title Rosh Chodesh. And Memela, Min HaShemayim, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is also the Sur Machal from Shemayim, from Sinai. And Sinai in Issel Eschal, that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei in Adu Malach. Did Beis Din make that Isser? No. Beis Din were the middleman. Beis Din said, today has a Toyar. The word Toyar is used by the Marit. Toyar means a title. It has a Toyar of Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei. Memela from Shemayim, Yisur HaMachal. Beis Din didn't make the Yisur. You ask him? Good marshal. You have here a case where words created the Yisur, but words didn't create this. Those words gave it a name, and from Shemayim, it's Chal Yisur. Sending a carbon. So you have a farmer. He was over in Aveira, and the rav told him, you have to bring a carbon chatos. So he goes to his barn, he takes out an animal, and he says, Zu chatos. What happens now? Once he says, Zu chatos, nobody's allowed to go riding on this animal. Right? It's a chatos, it's kodesh. Once it's a chatos, nobody's allowed to go and sit on the animal and go riding. It's me'ila. So I'll ask you, who made the iser? Did he make the iser? Or did Shemayim make the iser? So you would have to agree with me, you can't say he made the iser. He may not even know the halacha. He may be an amoritz. He may not know that you're not allowed to ride animals. You can't say just that Shemayim made the iser, because without him it wouldn't have been us. You have to agree with me, with Davni Meluim, that sometimes a person gives something a name, gives it a tayar, you have the kayach, the tayar gives him the power to give it a tayar, karban chatos, karban oila, karban shlamim, and then the isurim achal from Shemayim on the animal. So that it's true he made it aser. But it's also true that Shemayim made it aser. Min HaShemayim, certainly surim achal on this type of a person. Min HaShemayim, a kohen is not to become tame. A kohen is not going to Beis HaKfaris, except certain cases. So that's in Shemayim, there's an iser kun tuma kohenim. Same thing in Nazir. From Shemayim, there's an iser on the zirim. Who's a Nazir? Whoever says already Nazir is a Nazir. What we're saying now is that the way Naziris works is that the person gives the name Nazir, and the individual then becomes an Issa Heftza. I don't want to call it even an Isser. He becomes Kadashiyah, the Pasuk says. Gadol Pera Asai Raishai. Kadashiyah, he gets from Shemayim a certain Kedusha. And the Mela, he's also in wine and tumah and haircuts. So is he a chefza di isura? Yes. He's the same chefza isura as a karban chatos and a karban oila. He's a chefetz of isur that Hashem made to have these isura. The ischal through the words of the person. Is there hatfasa? Yeah, you could be matfis with a nazir, just be a matfis with a chatos or an oila. You could do atfasa with a chatas, you could do atfasa with a nazir. The nazir is a gavra for who certainly sur machal min HaShemayim. The Mari ben Lai, Mari Baal is right, it's an issa gavra, this atfasa. The taina against him, what kind of issa gavra is there on taking haircuts? Issa chefza is there on taking haircuts? He's an issa chefza, meaning he's an object of issur, of kedusha. Taking haircuts is not a heftza, it's true. He can't take haircuts not because he said I'm not taking haircuts. He can't take haircuts because just he is a nazir, he has a tayar nazir. Just like an animal that has a tayar chatos, you can't go riding on it. It's just a heftza. You can't do a mice of riding on the animal. Same thing. Now, what's so exciting about this hesber? Besides that, it answers Akasha, which is always exciting. It explains a number of things. The thing that it explains most beautifully is a sugya in Masechtas Nazir, on Daf Gimel. It says that if someone says Hareini Nazir min hacharzanim, if someone says I'm a Nazir not to eat any chatzanim, what are chatzanim? Chatzanim v'adzog, you know which is which? You know what I'm talking about? You know what the two choices are? Chatzanim v'adzog are the pits and the peel of the grape. Chatzanim v'adzog. Which is the pits and which is the peel? In modern Hebrew, chatzan is a... What?
Garin.
Garin. Chatzan is the same thing. They don't use the word chatzan. Zog they use? Some they don't use it. Why? Because it's really a machloikis in the Mishnah. Which is chatzan and which is zog? In Lashem B'dayadam, zog is the peel and chatzan is the pit. But it's a machloikis, I think, Tanakam or Rabbi Yaisi, which is which. So whatever you say, I guess you're okay if the other person knows that it's a machloikis. But at any rate, if somebody says Hareini Nazir min hacharzanim, I'm a Nazir. Look, wine he wants to eat, and grapes he wants to eat, and he wants to become tamei. He wants to eat. He figures a Nazir from pits I could be. Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nazir not to eat grape pits. So you know what happens? He becomes a full fledged Nazir. So state in the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir min hacharzanim, he's a full fledged Nazir. So everyone asks. You can't become a Nazir without being Mekabler on yourself. A person doesn't become a Nazir unless he's Mekabler on himself. Where was he Mekabler? Not to take haircuts. He said, Hareini Nazir min hacharzanim. Why should he be a full-fledged Nazir? Zokta Marit. What does it mean, I'm a Nazir from chatzanim? It means I have a Toya Nazir not to eat chatzanim. Fine, you do. You have a Tayar Nazir, you have a title Nazir, and you can eat Chatzanim. But the title Nazir, you're stuck now. Once you got the title Nazir, from Shemayim, it comes on you, all these surim. Because Nazir means that when you make yourself a Nazir, this package falls on the person. Can't be a Nazir from one thing and not another. If you want to be a Nazir from Chatzanim, there's only one way to do it. You become a Nazir, and you're Asba Chatzanim. You also Asba in other things, because you're a Nazir. But your Isser, to be a Nazir min hacharzanim, it's chal. Now, if it would be just Dam and Issa Chetza, I'm assering wine on myself, so I could ask the grapes on myself, I could ask the pits on myself. But you're not assering on yourself. You're making yourself have this Tayar, this title, the Shem Nazir. When you have a Shem Nazir, it's chal on you, these Isser.
And from potatoes, you also Nazir?
No, so it says Nazir and potatoes not, because even if you'll become a Nazir, you still won't be Asur and potatoes. So it's not chal, because when you say Hareini Nazir from potatoes, it can't be chal. There is no such thing as a Nazir from potatoes.
So.
It'll be the same thing if someone takes a potato, he says Harizu Chatas. It can't be chal, because the Toyar Chatas is not chal on a potato. So the Toyar Nazir is not chal on a potato either. So it's just an impossible, you're saying an impossibility. You say a Nazir and Chatzanim, it's a possibility. Because if you become a full fledged Nazir, you're Nazir and Chatzanim. It's a Cheftza in the sense that the person is a Cheftza of the Kedusha. And on him, there are certain restrictions. Just like the Chatas is a Cheftza of the Isura, this person is now a Cheftza of the Isura. This person is a thing, a certain thing. That thing is Nazir. If he would have said neder min hachatzanim, then he would have said, he would have said the chatzanim alai would be a neder chatzanim. Said I'm not going to eat chatzanim, would be a shmuah chatzanim. But once he said he wants to be a nazir from chatzanim, see, taka becomes a nazir chatzanim, but it's a package. No half packages. I asked you which seder in Shas nazir belongs. Now, you all know Nazir is a Messiah, as I say, they're Noshim. How does it get into Noshim? Because the end of Ksubis is a Perek Hamadir. So, Nidorim follows Hamadir. This is Nazir, it's a type of Nidorim, Nazir gets it. But the Gemara asks the Kasha. Gemara, right in the beginning of Nazir, says, what's it doing in Seder Noshim? Taisvis and the Rosh of Pinta on the side both say, It belongs in Kachin. They say it belongs in Kachin. Why does it belong in Kachin? It belongs in Yeridaya. It belongs in Kachin. Why in Kachin? Very good. A Nazir is Mekabel on himself a Kedushas Nazir. He's Mekabel Kedushas Nazir. Then from Shemayim, it's Chalan and Isurim. He doesn't put the Isurim on himself. He makes himself a Nazir. When he becomes a Nazir, from Shemayim, it's Chalan on him, Isurim Nazir. Because it's Kadoshia, Godlob Parasai Raishan. Just like a carbon gets a Kedusha, the Nazir also is an uplifted person. Gemara says if you have a choice, a Kayin, Gemara's a Shailah. There's a Mes Mitzvah and you have a choice of a Kayin or a Nazir, who should be Metama? So Gemara has a Tzad that the Kayin should be Metama because the Nazir is Kaddish Tvei. Gemara has a
have another Mekis Tanayim.
What tonight?
Make an exclusion. Yeah. Make exclusion to Naziris.
Can't. You can't make an exclusion in the dinim of Naziris. You can make an end to it, but you can't make exclusion. You can't say I'm a Nazir chutzmei haircuts. That's what I want to get to. That's why I brought this. Nazir Shimshon, you'll see in a second. Adarach will be very geshmak. Okay, in a sec. So that's the Gemara in that base. Tyson the Rosh say it belongs in Kachim. Gemara in Daf Gimel. The Gemara says if somebody says Hareini Nazir Pachas Melamed Yaim, so it's Chal on him the Naziris for 30 days. The same Kasha. He wasn't Mekabel on himself 30 days. Mekabel himself less than 30 days. Why should be Chal for 30 days? Teretz is. The Taich Nazir is 30 days. If you want to be a Nazir for 28 days, there's only one way you could be a Nazir for 28 days. You have to be Mekabel yourself the Shem Nazir. You have to start Shem Nazir for 28 days. Now once you Mekabel Shem Nazir, you're going to be stuck. They're going to have to keep it two more days because every Nazir has 30 days. But in order to be a Nazir for 28 days, you have to be Mekabel on yourself Tayar Nazir, this title Nazir. And they lose it, their Nazir is 30 days.
That's his explanation.
You're Makabal one thing.
I was saying that you need explanation that it's an instrument and a male, and therefore,
right.
You can't be walking into the function that if I separate one half and the zeros, automatically comes with the whole package.
But what happens if you definitely didn't mean it? You definitely didn't mean it. You said you don't mean it. I want to be from Chetzanim and not from wine. So why is it Chal Nedar and Bayach HaDvari? It goes according to what you say. It's one package. Now that package, there are two choices. Either the package comes from your words, like every Neder Vishvula, or the package is Chal comes from Shemayim. If the package comes from your words, it doesn't make sense. I didn't say 30 days. If you accept this Chiddush, that the Surim come from Shemayim on the person, then it makes sense. In order for me to be a Nazir, I only want to be a Nazir from Chatzanim. But I just can't do it unless I'm a Nazir from everything. Let's say I would make a neder that my pinky is going to go up on the roof. Am I mechuyev that my whole body should go up on the roof? No. Does my whole body have to go on the roof? Yeah, because my pinky can't get there without my body, assuming it's not detachable. Right? So maybe I have to go up to the roof. In order for my pinky to go on the roof, my whole body has to go. In order to be a Nazir on Chatzanim, you just have to be a Nazir on everything because there's no such thing as a Nazir from Chatzanim. A Nazir is a specific defined thing which has three Yisurim. Okay? That's the Chap. And Vaita there, a ton of Gemaras that come out good. If you learn yourself this Nazir, it comes up constantly. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says that on Daf Yutes, the Gemara has a Mandiyamar, it's a Machlaikis there, that you can't have Charata Toich Kedei Dibur from Naziris. A Neder or Shvu, you can have Charata. Say, this should be us. To me, no, I don't want it to be us. Naziris, according to one Mandiyamar in the Gemara, you can't be Chayzer Toich Kedei Dibur. Why can't you be Chayzer? So Taisis Lashon there is that to Nazirus Kehegdish. Diksif Kadeshia Gadol Perasarash. Why can't you have charat? It's like Hegdish. The Gemara says there are four things you can't be chayzer taken edibur, gittin v'kedushin, and charf magadif, and Hegdish. Hegdish, you can't be chayzer taken edibur. Why not? The way we understand, you say zuchatas, it's chal from shemayim di surechatas. You can't take it off by being chayzer. You didn't put it on. You might have pushed the button, but then it was chal from shemayim. You can't take off, and they said it's chal from shemayim. Taisus says Naziris kehegdish. Mami says these words. Naziris is like hegdish. It was once, almost 30 years ago, my brother-in-law got married. His wife was in Skver, so I went there for Shabbos, and the Shabbos afternoon I visited Rav Neishlas. The tzal was the Pesach of Skver all the years. I went to visit him, and I think he asked me what I was learning. I was learning Rosh Hashanah at the time. So he asked me the following question. He said, the Michas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Dalet that Bezdin can't be Chayzer Tachkedei Dibo when they say Mekodesh Mekodesh. Bezdin says Mekodesh Mekodesh, can't be Chayzer Tachkedei Dibo. So he asked, why not? Where was the Michas Chinuch get it from? That Mekodesh Mekodesh can't be Chayzer, the whole Kala Tara Kuli can be Chayzer Tachkedei Dibo. So I suggested this Avnei Meluim. That just like the Avnei Meluim says Nezirus, he can't be Chayzer Tekedei Dibor, because the Surim come from Shomayim. Rosh Chodesh also, Bezdin says Mekodesh Mekodesh. The Din of Machal from Shomayim, Bezdin doesn't put the Din Rosh Chodesh on it. When Bezdin says Mekodesh Mekodesh, the Din of Machal from Shomayim on it. When Memele Tzchal. You like it, you don't like it. It's pretty good for on the spot. But this is the idea of this Avnei Meluim, that Dinei Nazir are a toyar, are a title that are chal from Shemayim, that fall on the person, and Memela Derasa, if it, you know, it does come from an earlier source, from the Marit. The Avnei Meluim in Tshuva Tezvav answers another kasha with this. It's very geschmack the way he goes back and forth on it. I'm going to put it aside for now. Maybe next time I'll just start by... I'd like you to chazer this yisayid. It's an important yisayid. And the first two paragraphs of Tshuva Tezvav are very readable. He presents the kashas very clearly. Maybe at the end of shir today I'll come back to it. And it's a very geschmack piece. But I want to get to also to Nozer Shimshon for two reasons. First of all, regarding this Avnei Meluim. What is a Nazir Shimshon? So you all heard of Shimshon HaGibar. Shimshon HaGibar was a Nazir. How do you know he was a Nazir? Because Taftarah, Parshas Nasai, you learn one of the longest Taftarahs. Is it the longest Taftarah? One of the longest Taftarahs in the whole Chumash. And we learn the story of Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon was Asir. What was Shimshon Asir in? He was usher in haircuts, as you all know, the story of Delilah. He was usher in Geffen, as you all know, because you read the Psukim. He went around the vineyard when he took the honey from the lion. Right? He killed the lion. He was walking around the vineyard. You know there was a lion there. And, you know, afterwards, Shimshon asked a riddle. You guys familiar? Shimshon asked a riddle. He made a bet that they wouldn't know the answer to the riddle. The answer to the riddle was a Beferish Pasuk. Beferish Pasuk, what happened? But he figured the people he's asking the riddle to never learn Nach, so they won't know the Pasuk. No. Makes sense. Anyway, Nazir Shimshon. Shimshon was also in Geffen and also in haircuts. The Maskanas HaGemara is that Shimshon was allowed to be Matami. He was permitted to be Matame. Because the Gemara asks, how can he kill all these Plishtim? Goyim, ba'ayil, it's a machlok is a Matame, but b'maga, goyim ha-Matame. How did he kill all these Plishtim? That you know that he killed Plishtim, right? So first the Gemara says, shaginu geisisim. He didn't kill them. He beat them up, and they died after he let go of them. But the Gemara is not happy with the answer. And the Gemara says that Nazir Shimshon's allowed to become Tame. Now that's a stira to what we're saying. We're saying that a nazir is a package. A tayar nazir, you're a package of iser, and it's chal on you, the iser. So if it's a package, if you say hareini nazir may haircuts or may gefen, bang, you automatically become asa to be tameh. So what's going on? How could Shimshin be allowed to be metameh? How can Zia Shimshin be mutter? What? Right? There's machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. There are two sheets in matam ba'oil, but nobody argues that goyim matam ba'maga. You really hold that matam ba'oil. I shouldn't say nobody argues. There's one day, but it's strange. The answer is the Rambam. The Rambam in the Ziris Paragimel Ayachad Gimel says Shimshin Loi Hoya Nazir Gamur. The Rambam, Paragimel Ayachad Gimel. Shimshin Loi Hoya Nazir Gamur. He wasn't a Nazir. What? Well, see, that's another thing. The Rambam says Shimshin loy hoya nazir gomer, sharei loy nadar ben nazir. He never made himself a nazir. Ela hamalach efrishay min hatuma. The malach, it's funny, he uses the lashon efrishay min hatuma, and he says it doesn't mean tuma. He says keitzar hayadina hay asa biyayin asa tekalach asa muta hay latami lemeis. The malach did it. What do you mean the malach did it? I thought his father did it. His father and mother did it. The answer is, could a father make his son a Nazir? Yes. The Mishnah says a father can make a son a Nazir. Could a father make a son asa b'neder? Could a father asa a son in eating ice cream? Or bananas? No. You can't make a neder for another person, even your own son. By Nazirus, this is a kasev that a father could be make his son a Nazir. The Rambam holds that Shimshin was not a nazir in the Parshas Nasai sense of the word nazir. He wasn't a nazir in Yenadin of nazir. It's a separate mitzias of Nazir Shimshin, which has its own dinim. It's not nazir. So the Rambam says Ela Hamalach Efrishay Min HaTumah, because the father can't be mafreshim from not from tumah. Again, Min HaTumah Keitzad Also Biyayim Vastaglachas Amutol Atami Lameis. But the point in the Rambam is saying is that a Nazir is not Nazir Shimshin is not a Shein Nazir. The fact is, Mutla Tanu Lemesim is a Raya. It fits well what I was saying. A person can make himself a Nazir Shimshin, but then he's not a Nazir. He's a Nazir Shimshin. A Nazir Shimshin, the Rambam says, As he says, you get a din like Nazir Shimshin. Just like if I say that I should be usher in apples, I'm usher in apples. If I say I'm usher in wine, I don't become a Nazir. If I say I'm usher in anything that comes from a geffen, and I'm usher in haircuts, I don't become a Nazir. Only if I make myself a Nazir. If you say Nazir Shimshin, you're only a Nazir Shimshin. You're not a full Nazir. Does a Nazir Shimshin bring a carbon? So you have to look it up. I think it's the Kesef Mishnah brings Nazir Shimshin, Hichbusari Enim Eko, Vimnitva Eina Mevi Carbon Tumah. Kesef Mishnah says Nazir Shimshin doesn't bring the carbonus. Oh, one second. Doesn't bring carbon tumah. What happens if he takes a haircut? Does he bring? The Nazir Shimshin never finishes. Nazir Shimshin is Laila. So, Nazir Shimshin can't be Shloshim Yayim because Nazir Shimshin is Laila. Okay, now let's get back to Masechtas Yevamis. Two things come out good. First of all, the Gemara says, Mal Nazir sheken yeshnei b'shayla. What does that mean? A Nazir could be Shayal on his Nazirus. He could be Matan Neder. Tachin Nedima doesn't help. Chlekes if it helps. But being Matan Neder always works. A Nazir could be Matan Neder. Shver, why does the Gemara learn from Nazir Shimshon? Nazir Shimshon can't be Matir Neder. The Rambam here says, Mishanadi Nazir Kishimshon, Eni Yachal Lishalal Nidrei. Shenazir Shimshon, Oilam Haisa. It's a Mishnah there, I think, on Daf Dalet, I'm an Aleph in Nazir. Nazir Shimshon can't be Shayel. So the Achrayim here who ask, when the Gemara says, Malad Nazir Mitzarish Ken Yeshne B'Shayla, why doesn't the Gemara answer that Nazir Shimshon Techiach, learn how Nazir Shimshon, who's Lekha B'Shayla? According to what I was saying, it's not Shver. Nazir Shimshon is not a Din Nazir. Nazir Shimshon is a separate parasha. The Roshite doesn't go on Nazir Shimshon. If Nazir Shimshon is a Mitzayra, maybe it's Takanam and Galeach. Maskana says, Dechalaisa say, but at this point, maybe it's Takanam and Galeach. We don't learn from Roshite to Nazir Shimshon. So Nazir Shimshon is different. Getting back to what we began with Rashi. Rashi says, Nazir ain't no shava bakol. A din Nazir is not chal on everybody. So I have a name of the win. It's taka ain't a shava bakol. Shamayim gives Isurei Nazir only on a few people. Only on Nazirim. From Shamayim, there's an Issa Nazir only on a person who's who has a Tayar Nazir. It doesn't go on everybody. It's not shava bakol. Maybe you would learn the Zerus is an Aveira, like just like Kibbut Aveim is a mitzvah. So everybody, it's Shavu B'Kol. Everyone's a mitzvah Kibbut Aveim. Even if my mother didn't ask me to do something, I still have a mitzvah. So if Nazir applies to everybody, so it's Shavu B'Kol, just right now you're not a Nazir. However, if you're going to learn, no. Nazirus is an Istatzcha from Shemayim. Who does Shemayim put it on? Whoever has a Tayar Nazir. Just like whoever has a Tayar Kayin, Shemayim puts certainly Surim on Kayin. The same thing, whoever has a Tayar of Nazir, he gets these Surim. So Rashi says it's Ein Shava Bakoil, that's what Rashi means. This Hezber of the way Nazirus is Chal on a person. So this, as I say, is the aside. It's known from the Avnei Meluim, from the two Truvas, Tezvav and Chav Beis. It's really a site of the Marit. Once the site is here, as everybody talks about it, Nazir is a Geshmak and a Sechta. One summer, a number of years ago, I undertook to learn Nazir. I had learned it before I was able to appreciate it. But it's a very Geshmak and a Sechta. A lot go quickly. There's a great Sefer on Nazir. Rabbi Yosef's son, Yad Bin Yamin, has a Sefer. He has a few Masechtas. The one on Nazir is especially beautiful. It's a collection. The Tyrus and the Pshat. And you really could sit someplace just with that Sefer. If you have any problems, you look it up there. It's a very Geshmak and a Sechta. And the blot go quickly also. Very small amount of words on each blot. And it's really like three Masechtas. One part of the Masechta is like Nadaru. It talks about being Makabal Naziris. One part is about Isurim. It talks about Dinei Isser, the haircuts and the wine. And the last part is about Dinei Tumah. All the rules of Tumah are there. Kainim should learn it. The rules of Tumah is Kainim there as well. Now, what I would like, again, I'm not going to be here in Mitzvah tomorrow. I deliberately tried to finish up the Amid quickly to give you what to do. There are big Taisis in here to keep you busy for the next 2 days. I would like at least the first 15 minutes on Wednesday, Bezus Hashem. I'm supposed to land at 6 in the morning. I hope to be here. And I'd like to spend at least the first few minutes going further elaborating on this Yisoid, which I'd like you to remember, regarding a Nazir. The first two paragraphs of Tshuva Tezvav. And it's a lumdis there that's very dakistic, that it's kedai to be oimed on. And the next discussion is Ein Asei Dechalaisa Sei Vasei. You realize immediately, could an asay be dechalaisa seva asay? Make any sense? Could an asay be dechalaisa seva asay? What?
Could it be
dechalaisa seva asay? Asay dechalaisa, I could hear. But asay against a lay seva asay, how could the asay be stronger than a lavin and asay if the lavin and asay has the asay? It's like when someone says, tzitzis is shakal kenega the whole tyrant. And tefillin is shakal kenega the whole Torah, including tzitzis. But then the lav remains. All right. Keep you in suspense.